90.7 WKGC. This is The Mix. That's Gloria Estefan singing about our guest this morning, Bad Boy.
Every time.
I know. It's a major traffic jam.
You're not going to get a break when you come here, Ian.
No.
I never do, but I expect nothing less when I arrive.
So. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, and we appreciate you coming in and taking the ribbing from us, but you are a great wealth of information because you have the answers to everything, or you're making it up. Either way, it sounds good. So.
Yeah, you know, six in one hand, half a dozen in the other.
Why not? So, Ian, you are you're the public information officer. Is that your title?
Public information director, spokesperson, that guy.
The guy that gets things thrown at him.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
absolutely.
For the Florida Department of Transportation, at least in this area.
Mm-hmm,
so you are the guy that we ask all the questions about. Why are my roads all messed up?
Yes.
Why am I waiting? Why am I still waiting to get somewhere? That would be, I think about...
Because you're going to make it better.
We are, right. Mm-hmm. You got to have a little bit of pain before you... before we get to the promised land. It's just like, you got to get inoculated so you don't have to worry about those issues later. So you get a little bit of a shot right now, but in the end, you're going to have smooth sailing as we move forward.
Well, right out here at the college, mm-hmm. they're building a little flyover thing. It's just a small project.
You seem to be building something in what was our parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, what once was yours is now
Yours.
Part of the state highway system.
Yeah, okay. There we go. So. How's that project going?
Yeah, it's going great. It's one of those projects for how large in scale it is. You're seeing a lot of progress going on out there. I think the fact that temporary 98 is out there to alleviate a lot of the traffic issues that we have, if we weren't to have that in mm-hmm. place, we'd be out there a lot longer. But crews are continuing to work out there. You're seeing the piles are pretty much driven for that whole project that's done. So you're seeing a lot of the work with the overhead stuff. You're seeing a lot of work with the stabilizing walls that are being put into place.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that structure work, you've seen guys up on top doing that. So, and they're starting to build those ramps, the first ever off ramps in Bay County.
Right.
So that's kind of cool. So a lot of things going out there. You might not see things going on the ground because there's a lot of guys up on top on the structure. But, we continue to have lane closure sometimes at night as we're putting beams into place and other things. So while you might not see things during the day, they are out there at night. So we're not inconveniencing our major times where we have the most traffic flow. But I think as people drive by, they're seeing a lot of progress. And we've had a lot of good response about what we're doing out there.
Yeah, one thing I noticed was when the radio station was in the old WKGC building, one of the things we would do is keep an eye out the front windows and look at 23rd Street backed up. What you have done already has made an amazing difference out there just in being able to get around the corner.
Yeah, it's amazing what one continual movement mm-hmm. of traffic on that right lane, mm-hmm. that right turn lane does. Still, some people... aren't aware that you can keep going through there. Most of the time I see those folks.
The locals honk.
Yes.
The locals honk. Yeah, yes.
They know. It's the plates I see from Georgia, Alabama, Texas, Louisiana, who we love having here.
But, we do.
They pause for a little bit. But the people who are here all the time and in the know, they know how to use it, and I think it's making traffic move much more smoothly through there.
On Friday nights, Friday afternoons, especially during the summer, there would be monster traffic jams out there.
Oh, yeah.
And we would wait at the front door of the radio station waiting for the traffic to clear so we could get off campus. And that just doesn't happen anymore. So already what you've done has been a huge difference.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. It's amazing that the growth that's going on here in Bay County, the amount of traffic that we're seeing, the trends that we're seeing as far as the amount of traffic that will continue to flow through this area. I always say it, Northwest Florida is not a secret anymore. Now you're seeing a lot more industry coming into this area, a lot more people moving into this area. So areas like 23rd Street, 15th, and 231, that intersection is going to be changing as well. So a lot of places that were problematic in the past are going to be addressed, are being addressed. So we should have a much better flow of traffic along mm-hmm. 15th Street, US 98. You're going to see improvements on 390, 23rd, as well as a lot of other 231, 388. A lot of stuff going on here in Bay mm-hmm. County.
When that whole 390 thing is done, it's going to make a monster difference getting in and out of town.
Yeah, it'll make a monster difference getting out of my house.
Well, that too.
And yours too, Ian.
You live over there too.
We
both kind of come off that 390 corridor, two lanes. And yeah, I work in Chipley every day, so it's an hour commute for me. But coming back, I have to take 390 every day going to and from. And, right now I look at it and I've got that excitement because we start the second phase today for 390 from Jinx to 707.
Congratulations.
That's a big move for us, that third segment.
We give you canned applause for that.
There it is.
Thank you, guys.
Live studio
and
audience.
Gals.
Appreciate it. Is that that's my first sound effects drop.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
I was excited about that.
We'll give you that one then, too. We're going to take a quick break. We've got music from the Georgia Satellites coming your way, and we're going to hit Ian with more questions about what's happening out on the roadways right here on your local public radio station, 90.7 WKGC. A little classic rock on the mix this morning on 90.7 WKGC. That's Golden Earring and Radar Love, the Georgia Satellites just before that, and Keep Your Hands to Yourself. It's to you too, Mr. Tom. Okay. It's 9:23 and a happy Wednesday. Ian Satter from the Florida Department of Transportation with us this morning, and we're talking roadways here in Bay
bridges
County.
Bridges and why they do what they do.
Absolutely.
Interesting structures, yeah.
They are. They're fascinating.
Yeah, they
are. I think everybody kind of has a love affair with bridges. They're such fascinating things anyway.
It's neat to watch.
Yeah.
It's, you know, when I first started in transportation, I kind of have viewed bridges kind of almost like a battleship. Like, how do you build that? How does that start? Like, at some point, you got to take slot A, insert into tab B, and that's how you start, right?
It's like IKEA furniture.
Yeah, so it's interesting. So especially with the 23rd Street flyover, our Facebook page kind of has some in videos that talk about how that structure is being built, you know, what we're using, what materials we're using.
And what is your what is your Facebook page for the...
That one, I believe, is My 23rd Street, Facebook / My 23rd Street flyover. So that's out there for folks to take a look at. When we built the bridge over in Walton County, Choctahatchee Bay, we had a great series of videos there as well, because I wanted people to understand how a bridge gets built.
Sure.
So we talked about everything from start to finish, about driving piles, then when you build the footers, and as you place the bridge deck, and everything else that's involved with it. So it's an interesting process, the fact that you have to drive these piles into the bay floor, how that works. You see that people, you know, were part of that, seeing that for quite a while here with 23rd Street, having to drive those piles into the ground so we had a secure footing for the bridge. So it is an interesting process, even for a non-engineer like me, but you pick it up.
What's the anticipated end date for the 23rd Street flyover?
I still think we're looking at our time about 2019, 2020 to finish that one all up. Again, a lot of work going on out there as far as that project goes. But, you know, the first thing was getting that temporary roadway built. I think that there's a lot of work still to be done, but a lot of work has been done. And I think you're seeing some small successes as we go through and milestones. When we opened up Collegiate Drive, that was closed for quite a while. I know that made Tori very happy.
We were
able to get that back open. But there's also smaller things that go on with the project that people don't realize. It's the drainage work that goes on, that you have to make sure we can get that water away from the roadway. You're relocating utilities. Part of that project as well is some work that we're doing here on Collegiate Drive at 23rd Street, where we're going to be adding some turn lanes as well. So you've got the main thing going on, the big, sexy structure, but there's a lot of work that goes on in the sidelines that people aren't aware of that are key to make sure that this project is a success.
Now, you mentioned Collegiate Street earlier as we were off air, and that's actually a state road.
It is. It's
kind of surprising.
Yeah, it is. It's one of those things that we look back through the notes and the maps, and sure enough, it's part of the state highway system. So, you know, that's one of the improvements that, you know, we're working on as part of this project. When we were doing 23rd Street, obviously it was going to have an effect on the college here. The face of the campus used to face 98. Now the face of the campus faces Collegiate Drive. But we wanted to make sure that people would still be able to access the college better than they had before. And I think that's going to happen once the project is finished. But the great thing is, when you're going over that flyover, you're going to have a great view of the campus.
That's right. We got to make sure our roofs look good.
Yeah, you really do. I would get some murals up there or something.
Exactly.
Something nice.
So what are you doing on
Twitter? We'll give Scott a push broom.
Yeah, I'll take it. What are you doing on Collegiate Drive? They're just widening that a little bit?
So that intersection of 23rd Street, you're going to see some widening there. They're going to add some additional turn lanes to be able to handle the traffic coming out of the college through that area. They're going to add some additional, as you come into the college as well, they're going to widen that a bit as well, so to be able to access not only Gulf Coast State College, but also Florida State University. So
we don't want to forget about that.
We really don't. So, you know, we're trying to work with everybody there to make sure that there's access. So that's going to be the key thing, is we know that the traffic is going to be focused more on Collegiate to enter the college than it used to be. So we want to make sure that we can get that traffic in and out of there as quickly and safely as possible.
Yeah, and the college now has a fully functional rondelle, which I think just, or roundabout, I don't, what do we call them in?
Roundabout.
Roundabout, okay.
Yep.
Rondelle?
Yeah, that's in New Jersey. I think that's in New Jersey.
I thought they were too, the rondelles.
Yeah, rondelle.
But one spoke of our rondelle is closed. You know, because you can't get out to, they've got it closed, so you can't get out there.
Well, yeah.
I don't know who's...
Still, I
you can still go in a circle.
I still drive around in a circle.
I took the electric bike the other day, and I just went.
You just went around. I do that with the electric bike too. You just go out there and drive around. It's a nice gentle turn, and you can go around and around. And it, if it's a hot day, it cools you off on the bike.
And speaking of roundabouts, that's what we in the business like to call a segue.
Yeah.
you're going to see the first major roundabout here in Bay County on the state highway system. We're going to start construction over on 388 by the airport. So we're going to be widening all of 388 from 2 to 4 lanes eventually, but our first segment is going to be starting up pretty soon here, where it'll be from 79 to just east of the airport. But one of the features you'll see there is a 4-lane roundabout that'll be there in front of the airport.
Four-lane roundabout.
Right. Well, you're going to have a 4-lane roadway, so you're going to have 2 lanes in each direction for that roundabout. So, you know, technically the roundabout itself won't be 4 lanes, but the 4 lanes will approach, and then you'll have a 2-lane roundabout through there. But, we're going to hopefully improve some traffic flow there at the airport as well. So, you know, we're not only looking here in Panama City. There's a lot of work in Bay County itself that
One hopes that as that industrial park out there continues to fill, we'll need traffic. We'll need to get more traffic in and out of that area, because the possibilities are pretty large for the amount of traffic could come through there.
Well, you have 79, which operates as what we call the strategic intermodal system that connects 2 major transportation facilities, interstates, airports, and ports. So you have all 3 of those here in Bay County. Stretching up to I-10 up there in Washington County. So being able to get that traffic moving in and out of there, you're seeing more things going on at the airport. We know that the airport is trying to expand the amount of flights they have coming out of there. So more people, more visitors, more industry means a lot of changes out there. And we can help that with the widening of those roadways, relieving that congestion, improving safety, and then allowing those economic engines to be able to look at those facilities and say, yes, this is where we want to relocate.
So you're also working on 390.
We are.
I've noticed. There's there's a few changes out there.
Quite a bit, yeah.
So where are we at today? You mentioned that phase 2.
Phase 2 begins
today.
It does. It begins today. So people over the next couple of months will see us what we call clearing and grubbing. We'll be removing the vegetation.
It seems like such a fun job.
It's kind of cool to watch.
Big tractors that they just destroy stuff.
And odd machines that I've didn't think people could. Somebody's sitting there drawing these things and making them come to life, these machines.
A gigantic dirt sifter.
Yep.
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah. I used to sit up there at waiting for the light at Jinx, and off to our right there, you'd see a guy with a front end loader dumping stuff into a dirt sifter to get the roots out of it, I guess, so you can use the dirt safely without a lot of organic
matter. Well, you need to have that fill. We use that, you try to reuse.
I thought they were panning for gold.
They might be. I didn't get out and look.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
Yeah. So that's kind of the case there. But yeah, it starts today, 390, that second segment on clearing and grubbing, which is the removal of vegetation. That's the segment that goes from Jinx to State Road 77. A lot of work going on there.
But, of course, the first phase isn't done yet.
No.
Okay, so you're just moving a crew kind of down there to start prepping.
Additional crews.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're going to continue to have the work that's going on in the current segment. A lot of that's drainage work and some of the work that's going off to the side. But you probably should see that amping up towards the end of the year. A lot of work going on there. We've got the traffic shifts that we've had in place for a while. That's allow for that drainage to be built. Once that gets complete, then you really start to see them grading the area, starting to level it out, seeing the asphalt being poured. So that'll be the big thing. But you'll see the clearing and grubbing going on 390 in that second segment. A lot of people notice that CVS in that area over there, there's construction going on. Eventually that CVS, where it currently is, will move to their new building, and then that CVS
that's supposed
will be
to happen
demolished.
Pretty soon, I think.
The sooner they get it done, the sooner our crews can come in, demolish, and work on that, because part of that project, that second phase, will be some additional work just east of 77, where we're going to have to taper that traffic down from 6 lanes to 2 for that 390 stretch from 77 to 231.
Right. Wow. We're talking with Ian Satter today, and we'll come back after the break. We've got a look at that weather forecast. It's probably going to rain today. Is that going to slow the things down
phase
2? You can clear and grub in the rain, right?
Yeah, well, you want to make it as safe as possible. It just kind of depends. You know, the guys will be out there as long as they can, but if the weather gets to a point where it's just not conducive for them to be out there, it's just not safe.
I don't know that I'd want to drive around on a bulldozer in the lightning storm we had 2 days ago.
Absolutely.
No, man. Yeah.
No.
Well, and the rain with it, because there was some flooding there.
Well, it gets sloppy. You got a lot of flooding that goes on here in the area, especially when that kind of rain falls that fast. But they're going to be out there to the best of their ability as long as they can.
Very good. Ross Whitley coming up at just a few minutes from News 13. And we've got a classic right after that from Dina Carter, a little classic country music for us. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. A little classic country there with Dina Carter and George Jones, and He Thinks I Still Care. And I do,
you
actually.
Do?
I do still care.
About?
Lots of things.
Okay.
A handful of them.
I care about traffic in this. In
of course you
in
do.
Northwest
you get
Florida.
Angry.
Really?
Tom's got road rage. Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna out him right here. Okay. I've heard it. I've seen it.
Every time I come in, he's got that look on his face.
Yeah. Well.
What did I do now?
How do you have road rage when you drive an electric car? I mean, come on. It's just not the vehicle for that.
That is true.
Yeah. Sorry. You can't race away when you find it and make a lot of racket because it makes no racket.
If only you could drive a vehicle that runs on the sense of self-satisfaction.
Ooh.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Oh, then you would be...
I'd be out of a job.
Well, you'd be fuel-free everywhere because you must get a tremendous sense of satisfaction of seeing these projects completed.
So we've talked 23rd Street flyover. You mentioned the roundabout that's coming at the airport. Yep. We've got 390. What else you got cooking?
We've got a public meeting coming up on August 30th for the 231 design portion. We're going to be widening 231 from 98 to State Road 20, but the first segment is going to be from 15th Street to Pipeline Road. So we'll have a design meeting 5:30 at the Holiday Inn over there on 231. That'll be from 5:30 to 6:30 on August 30th. Going through the design portion of that, one of the things you'll see there are a couple of flyovers that we're proposing. One is at 15th Street and 231, as well as one is State Road 77. And 231 as well. So a couple of roundabouts we're looking at in that area. You'll see a couple of, flyovers.
Mm-hmm.
Flyovers for those areas. So we'll be showing those to the folks coming up on August 30th.
Excellent. And that's the Holiday Inn, like across from the mall?
Right there, yep.
Okay.
Absolutely. So again, August 30th from 5:30 to 6:30, we want the public to come out, take a look at what's going on. Looking at widening 231 from 4 to 6 lanes. That area there that is affectionately called Malfunction Junction.
I like to call it that.
231.
I always get lost there. I don't know where I'm going.
Flyover will be in place there, as that's part of our design proposal for that area. So you're going to see some good changes out there. That intersection will cease to exist.
And you've mentioned a flyover at Tyndall Air Force Base as well.
That is, yeah. We're going to be starting that one up as well. That's coming up, I believe, next month.
Really?
Yeah. So we're working on that. It's a design-build project, so the same group that does the construction also does the design that cuts down on the actual time to construct the project. So they've already been awarded the contract and will be working out there, and they're working on the design right now, but you're probably looking about November when they'll break ground to actually start and construction out there.
This is to lift 98 over top of the Tyndall's between the both sides of
the... Yeah, right there at the main entrance. Yeah.
And how far from the base of the DuPont Bridge does that begin?
Well, you got the main entrance to Tyndall, so you're far enough away from the bridge itself where that construction is going to be going on. But the key there is, you know, right now US 98 runs through DOD property. So, if anytime anything happens out there, the base, you know, has to be able to complete their mission and closing down 98. If they have to do so, they can do so. But, you know, for them to also be able to move back and forth across 98 without having to stop for traffic. And so we're trying to help them complete their mission so they can move traffic back and forth, allow that traffic from 98 to continue to flow east and west at the same time. So, you know, it's a great benefit for the people who travel it, who are commuting or using that or trying to visit the area. But it also allows the folks at the base to be able to continue their mission uninterrupted.
Very good. We're talking this morning with Ian Satter from the Florida Department of Transportation. We've got a few more questions, but we got to turn the page for a moment. It's our vinyl play of the day. This is not an old song. Well, I mean, not
relatively,
as old as it
not,
usually
not,
is.
Not as old as most of our vinyl
right.
plays are.
This was released August 7th in 2012, and it's a really interesting band. The group is called Mumford & Sons.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of them?
Oh, yes.
I don't even know how to really classify their sound. It's a bluegrass sort of rock, mm-hmm. sort of folk.
It's sort of a folk rocky thing.
Whatever the heck they want to play at the time.
Yeah, kind of an eclectic sort of UK-Irish.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Folklore kind of, yep. Mm-hmm.
So this was became a lead single off their second studio album called Babel, and I have it. I bought it. I don't remember where I got it, but I found it, and it was at a great price.
So this is instead of vintage vinyl, we're actually spinning some new vinyl
this
here.
This is some new vinyl. This is their single called I Will Wait. This is the vinyl play of the day on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Heavy into your arms. These days we've done, which we've known, will blow away with this new sun. But I'll kneel down, wait for now. And I'll kneel down, know my ground. And I will wait for you. And I will wait for you. So break my step and relent. Will you forgive? And I won't forget. Know what we've seen. Now in some way shape the excess. Strong and use my head alongside my heart. So tame my flesh and fix my eyes. A tethered mind freed from the lies. And
our vinyl play of the day on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. That's Mumford & Sons, and I Will Wait. It's 9:46. We've got a quick break. We've got music from the Cars and more from Ian Satter here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. It's the Cars on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, and let's go. We're 9 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. We've got Ian Satter in the studio with us.
And Ian, tell us one more time when we should go to the Holiday Inn by the mall there and say hi to you and see what you're going to do to us.
Do you get all the questions there?
Well, here's the thing. When we have a public information meeting, it's actually we have a lot of people on staff. So guys, much more versed in what's going on out there in the technical side, which is great. We'll have everybody from our design engineers. We have structural engineers. We will have our drainage people out there. We'll have our right-of-way agents to talk about property acquisition. And then I'll be there as well to kind of take all of the stuff that they say and convert it into English so that people can understand what
you guys spend
about.
A lot of time talking about this amongst yourselves so that you are well versed on what in the world they're saying.
You know, it is interesting because every project that we have, it's I've got hundreds of construction projects right now in Northwest Florida. So I try to be as well-versed as I can in all of them. We have project managers not only in Chipley, but we have locations in Panama City, Milton, Midway, and Ponce de Leon. So we've got folks all over the place that keep us aware of what's going on out there. But it's every day I'm constantly learning about a project, something new that's going on, updates. So there's a lot going on. But the folks that for this meeting, yeah, we'll meet with them beforehand, and we go through all the materials, and we make sure everybody's well-versed and can answer all the questions. And, you know, most of the questions we usually get, and most of the time, it's how does this affect me and my property, and when are you going to start, and how much is it going to cost? So
right.
Those are kind of the things that they look for. Most people are just trying to make sure that how the project affects them personally, because, you know, we are coming in with a major project that we're proposing, that we are designing, and you know, things may change, access may change on a roadway. So, you know, we want to make sure people from start to finish, you know, as we go through the study, through the design, construction, people are part of the process. They are part of the public comment. Their public comments are part of the public record when they attend these meetings. Even if you can't make the meeting, that information will be up on our website the day after at nwflroads.com. You can provide comment up to 2 weeks after the public information meeting to become part of the public record. But you can call us even after that or write us a letter after that. It may not be part of the public record, but if you still have some concerns or questions, we're obviously there to help.
Very good. This guy knows what he's talking about.
He does.
He's not using a single note.
Yeah, really.
It's impressive.
If one of these projects is going to affect you or your business or your daily life, you might want to just take a few minutes out of your schedule to go down there and see what's going on, and if need be, you know, make a comment.
And that's the whole point. I mean, these construction projects, like, again, we work throughout Northwest Florida from Escambia to Jefferson County, but hundreds of construction projects. But everybody, when we do these projects, you know, you're affecting the daily lives of these people who live, work in this area. So that's why these public meetings are so important, because we need that public input, because we are affecting your life. And to be able to be sure that we know that your concerns, your questions are being taken into consideration and they're being answered. And if you can't get the answer there, then we'll definitely get back to you as part of that. We may not have the answer that day, but you will get an answer from us. No matter what, that's kind of one of the things we do pride ourselves on, is we will get back to you. We want to make sure that people have the information they need so things aren't a surprise to them. But, you know, there always is a time when we have our design meetings, we have our construction meetings, the project's coming up, and all of a sudden we'll start a project and somebody calls us and says, I'm just reading about this for the first time in the newspaper. That's always a challenge for us, because we do our due diligence. We advertise these projects. We get out there and promote them via our social media and our Facebook pages and our internet. And we go out there and we visit folks like you to talk about the stuff that we're doing. So, you know, we make a valiant effort to make sure people are informed, and we're going to keep doing that the best way we can.
Well, this morning our producers are out with Tori on some sort of scavenger hunt.
I noticed it was rather unpopulated
I don't know what they're looking
studio
for.
Studio A here.
I hope they win something good and they share it with us. But when they're back, we'll have you back in. We'll have some phone screeners. We'll have some people call in.
Yeah, I would love that. You know, that's what we're here for, is to, you know, we're answer the questions you guys have. But there's probably a lot of questions out there from the public that they're
dying
to ask, and I'd be more than happy to do that.
All right, very good. Well, we're coming up on 10 o'clock, and we're going to wind up this hour of music with a couple of tunes, one from Bonnie Raitt and this one from The Romantics, and What I Like About You. This is The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.